Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on a beautiful Sunday edition of Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. And I invite you today to have a glorious Sunday or whatever day you're listening to the show. I get it. We Netflix download things in big buckets, and it might be any day of the week that you listen to this. So I respect that. Today we're going to talk about expressing your divine voice, getting heard, being seen, and finding your self-expression, releasing all those clutches and holds and criticisms and all the stuff that our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents handed down. And I certainly know a lot of people from different cultures. I'm blessed to live in a place. I think last thing they said about my kids' school is there were 66 languages spoken. My kids' elementary school. Oh, baby. So one thing is interesting, if you're from a culture that's not like, you know, white American, if you're from a variety of cultures around the world, you'd be surprised how many cultures shushed their children. You'd be so surprised. So grandparents of my culture, definitely kids should be seen and not heard. In some cultures, one of my good friends is from a Chinese culture, and everything was about face for the family. Everything was about the family, and you weren't really supposed to stand out too much. And then I have friends in the Indian culture, and in that culture, some of my friends who are women have experienced cultural cues to defer to the older people in the family to be the ones that express themselves more, and the young people and these are like vast generalizations, so any given child, any given family, this can be an exception, right? So in my family, blessed to be recognized for my creativity very young, blessed to have that encouraged, and oh my goodness, blessed to have my parents want me to write from day one. I think I was writing things when I was three, according to them. Who knows? So there are exceptions in every culture, and there's also a lot of universality to the dumbing down of us. So today's episode is one of a 7-part series on clearing chakras, and this one is relating to the throat chakra, which operates at kind of a blue color, and it's our communications space. And it's possible, if you have certain gifts, I'm thinking like scientists or thinkers or problem solvers, it's possible that you don't communicate with great ease. And it's possible, if you're listening to this, this resonates for you. And I want to share with you, you're not alone. You're not alone at all, right? It's challenging to say our needs, especially if we said them as a child and we were told not to say them anymore. Like, we wanted a nice jacket, we were told we can't afford that. And if we wanted some food, we were told we can't afford that. And if we wanted this, we were told we can't have that. And pretty soon what happens is we just stop asking because it's so unpleasant, right? In fact, I asked someone for something recently in a business transaction, and it got very unpleasant, and she didn't want to do it. It was very interesting. And I was asking not to reschedule capriciously, because each scheduled appointment to me is a pretty big value. And it was received really badly. And it's so fascinating to me when we ask for things that are received badly. And what happens is we just want to coil up and then not ask anymore. And you can just sense that throat chakra closing down. Oh my goodness, right? If you say something like, you know, I'm cold, I need a coat, and there isn't a coat, or other people need it more than you, or we're taking care of everyone else today. It's so interesting to me, the kinds of things that can cause contraction of the throat chakra. I'm actually being shown a backhanded for talking out of line. So I'm not sure whose that is, but someone, I was certainly rarely struck in my life. I have a pretty big physical presence. I do remember one time, this is the only time my dad slapped me. We were at a breakfast table, we were on vacation, and we were kids, so it was like four of us, and we were all laughing. It was just silly. We weren't laughing at anything, to be honest. We were just laughing. It was something had happened. We were in a restaurant, we were laughing. And he reached over and slapped me and said, "Don't laugh at me." And he picked me, and there was like four or five of us kids. I was like, huh. And I remember feeling that slap on my face, and it was so unjustified. Like, I had done nothing. And we weren't laughing at him. He was just paranoid. So how many times have you expressed yourself and then been slapped down for it? Oh, my goodness, right? Ugh. Ugh. So there lies the contracted blocks in the throat chakra. I think we just unearthed a whole crap load of worms, and they're very ugly. Luckily, we can transmute despicable actions in our past, and we can shift out of that silence that we adopted to survive, right? Yeah. Wow. It's an interesting episode. It's so funny because I just did one on the heart chakra, and it was so light and fluffy. And this one's kind of coming across as kind of heavy. And it could just be that there's a requirement that we begin to release that ties and those cords blocking our throat chakras as a collective culture of light bringers. If you're listening to this show, I know you're in my tribe. You're a light bringer. You're working on change. You got things going on. You know, you're ready to change the world, and you're in the middle of it. And that's the frequency that I have asked to be at and to be connected with. And so I'm really joyful that you're listening today, and let's see what we can do to clear that throat chakra block. So I'm going to do a little meditation. It's not going to be very long because I've already talked so much, but if you want at this point, please don't be driving or walking in a busy area where you might get, you know, hit by a car if you're not looking. So keep your eyes and ears about you if that's appropriate. If you can relax and let go a little bit, that'd be awesome. So you just let go and bring some earth energy up from the bottom of the earth. Bring it up through your being, through your knees, through your base of your butt, through your solar plexus and your heart. Bring that blue earth energy up to meet your throat chakra, which operates and loves that blue color. That it's kind of a dark blue. It's a really nice, moody blue. And go ahead and just express yourself in your mind's eye and just allow yourself to be heard again. And go ahead and invite some energy down from celestial. Expand your energy out now to be as big as the whole universe, and now even bigger than that. See if you can't get out there in all the galaxies and pull some benevolent energy from the galaxies to heal you. You can express your divine passion in writing, as I do, singing. Like Prince, I think, really expressed himself a lot in his songs. You can express your divine expression in art. You can make paintings. You can paint beautiful paintings. You can express yourself in cooking. One of my friends, Tanya, makes the most amazing food. Oh my gosh, she posts pictures of it. It's not fair. She's such a good cook. You can, your divine expression is not limited to speaking. That would be too limiting. You can express your divine expression in dance. Yeah, I mean, you can express your divine expression playing basketball, absolutely. All you have to do is play really well. Play at the top of your game. Play like a master. Then you're in your divine expression, right? So just go ahead and relax. And just talk to your throat chakra a little bit. Let it know that it wasn't its fault that it got slapped down. It wasn't its fault that... Did it give other people the power over what it would say or not say? Yeah, how many of you are people pleasers? Oh, that's something I used to do. I used to drive up to a bridge toll, and I'd look at the background, I'd look at the toll person, and I'd change my music to be in sync with what they might like. I'm not joking, guys. That was a long time ago. I think I was about 25. Right? So, coming back to present, I wanted to share with you that our consciousness is so interesting when we are around someone else. It's human nature to desire to be at the same frequency as like other people in the room. So that's that sense of shifting yourself to pretzeling yourself to fit others. The only thing is that can hold you back. And we really need you now in the planet to move forward. So we need you to express your divine voice. It's being called forth now. So in the weeks that come, thank you again for listening. This is Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast with me, Erica Glessing. And just in the weeks that come now that you've listened to this, see if you can't open up your expression even louder, even bigger, even brighter. See how that, see what form that takes on. Okay? Thank you. Thanks so much for listening. There's more resources at energyclearingforlife.com. You can sign up for a private session with me to clear some of this stuff. And I'd love to work with you.